Bringing it back live to Rosie on the House, where we answer homeowners' questions about anything having to do with their house, home, castle, or cabin. Let's go down to Tucson. Angela has called in and see how we can help Miss Angela this morning. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
Oh, I'm trying to get a trailer ready for my daughter to move into.
Hot dog. Where's she coming?
Oh, I know.
Is she moving in from out of town?
No, she's moving out of my house.
Okay, out of the house and into the trailer for you, darling. Okay, what do you got to do to get the trailer ready?
So we've been doing a bunch of painting, but some electrical work. It's an 81 trailer, so it's up there in age, and it's, you know, got some needs.
Yes.
Which is fine. We're completely ready to do that. One interesting thing that we have going on that I have no even idea where to analyze it is we have a singing toilet. And the trailer.
What did you say?
Whenever you a singing toilet.
Singing.
Singing, like la 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 la.
Someone sings on the toilet or a singing toilet.
It sings every time you flush it.
Can we hear it?
I can try.
What note does it sing in?
I'm not a musician. I'm not real sure. It's not unpleasant, but it's just unusual.
Let me hear it.
All right, he's coming.
This is great.
Can you hear that?
That high pitch water.
It goes on for probably a good, I don't know, 25, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's the whole time. It's the whole time the water's running to fill your tank back up. And this is in a 1983 modular home, a trailer home?
That's correct. That's correct. And the park where she is, it has a bunch of mature trees. It's a beautifully shaded area for Tucson, but it's on well water.
That should make a difference. Can you reach down there and make sure that has the house been empty for a while?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
It's still singing.
Yeah, it is. Can you take the lid off the back of the toilet?
Yeah, give me one second.
Is all that noise the toilet?
Yeah.
Sure sounds like it. Yeah.
Well, you sure couldn't
get
up and...
Thank goodness there's just one.
You sure couldn't get up and go in the middle of the night, could you?
Right? Okay, the lid's off.
Is it still filling? Is it still making that noise?
No more noise and it's filled.
Okay. So what I want you to do, and we're going to have to pick you up again in the next segment, I want you to flush it. Go ahead and take her off. I don't want to hear that noise again. Woo, that's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Flush it again, Angela, and let's verify it's only making that noise while it's filling. As soon as the tank's filled up,
and
it stops.
And that the valve's all the way open.
You may close it
all the way tight first, then open it to full on,
and then we'll just replace the fluid master. Okay, but I promised I wanted to give everybody a real warning of something not to do. And for that, I'm going to introduce my wife, sweet Jennifer, and I'm going to let her climb the stairs up to my soapbox. I will loan you my soapbox, sweet Jennifer. Knock them out, baby.
Wow, this is my first time on a soapbox. Hey, so do you remember last week we got a call from a lady from Sun City concerned about a roofing contractor that had come to her home? Well, what we have found out is there are roof rats all over Sun City.
Two-legged
rats, rats with no character. So these roofing companies, there's three of them that I know of so far.
Actual names of the company.
Yes, they are sending out sales teams that are very, very aggressive. Talked to one little lady this week. Two guys came to the door, convinced her to come in. She didn't know them. They towered over her and her husband. They actually separated them and talked to them separate, convinced her to sign a contract, which she did. There was no amount on that contract, which makes it invalid, by the way.
That's right.
So the next day she kind of woke up and realized, hey, I've done something really bad, used her right of rescission and got out of it. But I'm telling you guys, do not open the door to these guys. They're coming, putting their signs out in the front yard and climbing up on the roof before they even talk to the homeowners. So if you have a concern, give us a call. We'll talk you through it. If you have a contract you're not sure of, give us a call. We have consumer guides that will walk you through buying a roof, buying air conditioning, you know, we can help you. Let us be a resource for you.
Some of these people were so intimidated, they were afraid to call and cancel their contract. If you entered a contract you're afraid to get out of, you can call our office. I will come to your house personally. I will call them. They can come talk to me, and I will cancel your contract. Don't sign contracts with people that come uninvited onto your property.
That one about separating the husband and the wife in the house to talk to them.
Very feeble people.
And wow. Then sign a contract with no dollar amount in it and say, leave it to us. We're going to go take it. We're going to go get your insurance company.
Call
for
us
it.
If you have a story.
Yeah, come meet in the den with my partner Winchester. We'll get that signed.